Welcome to R Sparks GX. This is the podcast now. Nicholas, get him the fuck out of here. Teapot, who fucking needs her? New cast, new system, we're never gonna see any of those Chuck fucks ever again. Welcome to our Sparks Ignited, one of our one-shots from across the multiverse. My name is Chell. I use the they, them pronouns, and tonight we are playing Blue Eyes Get Your Game On. As of yet, unnamed plane where magic is like Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. It's like Duel Monsters in Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. We will be playing a bunch of students at a Magic the Gathering Academy, learning to duel and learning about themselves and just having a great time. I will pass it on to Fabby.
Hey there, you Timmy, Johnny, Spikes, and Bortos. I'm Fayarsa. I am a podcaster, freelance writer, and a million other things. If you can find me every week or 2 weeks, depending on our schedule, over at Eidolon Playtest, where I play a lot of weird characters. But for more importantly for this show, if you want to hear me talk about magic, you can give me $1 a month to join the Ultra Hulambo Patreon, where me and my wife are watching every episode of Columbo, Doctor Who, Ultraman, and Kamen Rider in chronological order of release. Because we talk about magic a lot in that podcast. A surprising amount. So you should go give us the dollars for that.
Hi, my name's Charles, a.k.a. King of Doma. I use he, him pronouns. You can find me every other week on the main R Sparks Ignited podcast, playing Una, the Lost Samurai. There, don't say the J word. The S and J words are together there. Don't say them. I'm not sure what we're saying there. Stop. Here I will be playing someone named Wallace, and that's all you'll need to know. It'll all become clear soon.
Hi, my name is Arthur. I also go as Werewolf BF everywhere. That's where is the question, Wolf the animal, and the letters B and F. I do podcasting, actual play. You can find me every Sunday at Timbo the Wizard's Twitch channel. Some Sundays doing Dungeon of the Mad Mage Hallister's game, and other Sundays doing our homebrew sci-fi campaign, Tales of the Right Nexus, that just had the end of its season one, so now's a great time to catch up before we launch into season two. And I've also done, I think this is my third R Sparks Ignited one shot, so I'm excited for another one.
We pick up at the Academy. Does it have a name? Well, let's also tell everyone. Yeah, what's its name, Charles?
The Academy, which we all know, is called the Five Shades United Academy. There we go.
Five Shades United.
Yeah, because five colors of magic and magic.
Fair enough. And does it have like just a nickname, so like just Five Shades or something like that?
FSU is all I can think of.
FSU. Nice. I think we're going to start with the entrance exams, and we are going to use that to introduce our characters to each other, because I don't know how much they knew about each other before coming to the Academy. So, Entrance exam acts as a prologue for the game and can take place at the beginning of campaign or as a flashback in later sessions. This will probably a bit in to the academy just for ease of like knowing each other. So this will be a flashback even though it's at the beginning. And it's all about how we gained entry into the school. It's where we and our you and your fellow duelists earned your way into the academy. Decide your motivation going in. Prove it for yourself, someone dear to you, who you promised you would get in.
Well, of course, has his reasons there, but that's... You will find that when the time is right.
All right. Wallace, yeah. How about you describe yourself as you are approaching the academy for the first time, hoping to get in?
Big gray mohawk on the top of his head there, dark skin that you can see at the back of his head there, because you cannot see his face because there is a literal wooden plank that he is wearing as a mask that he's wearing as he enters the academy, and he is clad all in leather armor, and like from head to toe, like a cool black leather armor, and he has a big tower shield on his back. I will put an image of him in the chat there to refresh brains. And I did update it there recently, so yes.
What is your mood going in?
The mood is very okay, let's do this there. I'm ready to go. I'm energetic and I'm prepared for anything. I'm ready for action.
All right. And who do you, from Lind, Yorb, or Daffodil, who do you see coming up next?
You know what? Let's see Daffodil.
Fuck. Okay. So.
Because you're the only one that I've established a link with yet.
Oh yeah, what's our link again?
Daffodil once tried to steal my best card.
Oh yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Alright. So, yep, Daffodil is kind of a skinny trans woman with like just a pair of headphones and like a bushy bluish greenish hair and just like a flannel shirt, just as she is carrying a duffel bag with her clothes, because she's certain she'll get in, and her deck nestled somewhere inside of that so it doesn't spill out everywhere. She's trying to zone out until the actual test begins, listening to some music on her phone, because she is nervous as fuck, but wants to be cool about it.
If Oz is going to see Daffodil, just gonna be like, Daffodil?
Wallace, you're trying out too?
Of course! This is where all the great duelists come to. I'm sure you will do well, as long as you stick to the rules.
Yeah, rules. That's something I'm great at.
Of course you are! It's a game, but you must be following the rules there if you're going to have any sort of success.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait, hey, is that Lind?
Oh, yes, it is. We'll put his hands on his valuables as he looks over to see Lind, because he doesn't trust Daffodil as far as he can throw her.
He can throw her fairly far from the looks of him.
Oh, probably, but still.
All right.
Next up, heading into the room, is Lind. She. She is wearing a like red and black striped sweater. She has very big curly hair and huge round glasses, and she is just the shape of a human apology as she walks into the space, and she's got cute little jack-o'-lantern earrings on.
The shape of a human apology is... That's so sad.
She's entering very quietly and trying not to interrupt any discussions that are currently happening. Daffodil, hi.
Hey.
It's good to see you.
Greetings!
Oh. Wallace, hello. How are you both doing today?
You know.
How can I not be doing well? It is time to duel, literally.
Sorry, I'm just a little distracted today. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm definitely not nervous either.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, we'll all get in and it will be canonically great.
Shall be very interesting. Just hard to say. I'm going to be also using they, them pronouns. So be sure to throw those in if you feel like them. He, him is still just as fine as well.
Oh, hell yeah. I think Daffodil's going to go for a fist bump with Wallace.
What's Yorb's vibe entering the space?
Yorb to her friends. She has long green hair. She's wearing what you don't even know how. It looks like just your typical school uniform. She has toast on her mouth. She's running late. She's basically just getting here. She's wearing one Converse shoe that's black and one Converse shoe that's green with like a rainbow. She's not making a statement. She just put on the first two she could find. She is a mess. She has in her hands, like against her chest, like holding, like if it were, you know, like a school book. She has all her cards, her deck, not in one group, not in a deck box. They're all like just there. She's holding occasionally one or two fall, and she goes and picks it up. And when she bends over to grab it, five more fall. All these cards are on sleep for the record, falling into the hot pavement. As she enters into the room, and she's like, "I'm not too late, am I? Hi, for
you know, those cards.
Oh, no. It's fine. I like the texture. The texture of a real magic card is something special. A sleeve
Lynn's
just
jaw is on the floor.
You know, ruins the dignity of the duel.
I would be of the cards, to be quite honest. Oh, unprotected cards.
Yeah,
that's some real tech against the Johnny Blues of the world.
Oh well, you know, I just really love these cards. They're very important to me and powerful. She says as a Blorbian Body falls out of her hand. Reminder, a Blorbian Body is a 1/1 creature with trample for one green. With green tap, you gain a ticket.
Interesting. Would any of us know Yubel Diorb at this point?
I think she's new. I think she just got to this plane not too long ago.
All right. Daffodil will hold out her hand. Name's Daffodil. You can call me Daff if you want, but, you know.
She gives you a big hug.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Hi.
Hey, okay.
I'm Yula Yorb, or
I am what?
I think she doesn't finish she's still introducing when she switches to hug the next one of you. I just got here. I'm so excited. I'm getting the chance to participate in this academy. Yes, hi. I love magic.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And
I think we all do.
And you, it moves to try to hug the last one of you.
Okay. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi, it's such a pleasure to meet you. Hi. Oh my god, fellow students, are we gonna be rivals? Are we gonna be teammates? Oh, this is so exciting!
I hope we can be friends, but...
No, yeah! This is just like in one of my stage shows.
Meetings should, Yes, a momentous meeting shall surely ensure that we're all fast friends to the end. Isn't that right, gang? Yes, you're my gang now.
Are we doing criminal activity?
Not legally.
That's what gangs do. I'm not against it. I'm just asking for clarification.
Oh, of course. No criminal
activity. Defto gives a wink when Wallace says no criminal activity.
Okay. Sometimes there are crimes that are good.
Yeah.
We should probably get into the academy there. I'm sure they're
totally
waiting for us.
Good luck on the exams, guys. Y'all's good.
I think she grabs the toast. This whole time she's been hugging the toast that was in her mouth on the side of her head, between her head and her shoulder. Like, she just has toast snack and toast shoulder. There's crumbs everywhere. And she, like, grabs it, puts it around her mouth, like, oh, thank you. I'm sorry to meet you. I'll see you later.
I'm excited too. That's what you were saying, right?
She waves as she goes back. She goes to go into the exam.
All right. So
I'm channeling the most anime protagonist I can be.
Fully.
And I love
the green hair.
I'll say, dang.
Oh, well, that's because, I don't know if you were here when we were talking about this in character creation. It's because she's a Blorbian. I don't know if you're familiar with Blorbians and magic.
Yeah.
Normally, she's just a little weird alien girl. But when she's in this plane, she has green hair. Protagonist.
So she's pulling a Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
Kinda. I mean, she's not doing it on purpose. Listen, this plane's weird.
This plane is
weird. Alright. Sure is, buddies. Alright.
So yeah, green hair, red eyes. I should clarify. Because Blorians have green skin, red eyes. So yeah.
Alright. So.
Oh, cool.
Conducting the exam. Whoever has since Yorba Yorb and Wallace have the most skill tokens.
Yeah, I have 3.
Which one of y'all wants to start asking questions?
Sure, I'll start asking questions.
All right.
Let's go. Who should I ask this question to? I'm thinking. Let's start with Wallace. I have a question for you. While shuffling my deck, my cards fall to the ground. When they do, you all see a particular card that could make your deck superior in every way. This is for everyone. Never mind. This is for everyone. I'm a liar. I'm a filthy, filthy liar. If any of you take the card, you gain a skill token. If you return the card to me, you gain a heart token. If multiple people reach for the card, whoever can come up with the coolest name for the card gets it. My cards, I probably once were in there and we're getting ready for the exam. The fact that I have all these unsleeved cards without a deck box, I trip into something and just cards go everywhere. And which one of you... It's up to you. Which one of you sees a Infinity card? It has to be an Infinity card. Her deck contains only Infinity cards. which one of you sees an Unfinity card that you must have? It would be perfect and superior for your deck in any way.
If no one, if someone wants to take it, that's cool. Otherwise, I think Lynn would try and give it back. So if someone wants to claim it, my hands are not in the pile.
Cool. Is it any card in particular? Or do you need me to figure that out?
That's a great question.
What does your deck
lots
do?
Lots of stuff about enchantments. No, I can tell you. And spook.
Cool. I don't know if color identity matters. Is your deck white at all?
Red, black, blue. Red, black, blue.
In that case, I would like you to know I am consulting my encyclopedic knowledge on Infinity. I'm the really good enchantment. Sure. You see Octo Opus. 3 mana in 2 blue for an enchantment. When Octo Opus enters the battlefield, you make a 4/4 blue octopus performer creature named Contortionist. That card has, at the beginning of your upkeep, you may fold this token in half. It becomes a 2/2. And then the next upkeep, a 1/1. And then the next upkeep, a 1/2/1. So you see this, if you sacrifice Octo Octopus, you draw a card and a draw a card and an additional card for each time.
I think she sees the card and looks at it and goes like, drawing cards is so great. This could be so many. And then sees you have to fold it. And she's like, I'm in pain. Mm-hmm. Please take this card back. You drop this.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Octo. I can't believe I dropped Octo. I love his shows. They're just... thank what? You. What?
Huh?
Huh?
Never
mind. Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. She starts shuffling her unsleeved cards together.
Uh-huh. You look and Lynn is like,
you know, I do have spare sleeves.
I'm good. Thank you so much, though.
She's shuffling, you see, she like all of her, they're just like special art treatments and stuff.
Yeah, Wallace always gets like the cheapest versions of the cards there because, you know, like all cards are valuable. Very nice deck box there. Very well protected. Like double sleeve there for sure. Like not wild there because, it's not, money's not no object for him, but it's solid protection there for a solid deck there, you know, just meat potatoes there, well protected.
So I gain a heart token, right? Wallace, you see that, you notice I have anxiety clearly going into this exam. Do you comfort me or exacerbate it? If the former, gain a heart token, if the latter, gain a skill token. And I'm just like shuffling nervously. I continue to shuffle again. This is easily the 6th or 7th time I've shuffled. It's fine. No, it's
no worries.
Sorry. I'm so excited about this. And I don't know when I get in, like when I get there, it's fine. But the lead up is always so much.
It'll be just fine there. You're performing a ritual to psych yourself up before the exam there. This means you're going to do great there, so...
And she just keeps stumbling, and she's like, okay, no, that's... That actually helped.
Keep at it there.
Wallace.
Of course.
So you get a heart token.
All right, should I go next then?
Yeah.
I'm asking Daffodil, actually. Yeah. Yeah. So my previous experience in dueling is well known and quote unquote famous, mm-hmm. for better or worse. So if we know each other before the exam, Do you fuse acknowledge my ability, or will you? So if you fuse acknowledge my ability, you gain a skill token. Yeah, that's just it there. But we do know each other, so
I think she's gonna approach you while they're waiting. Everyone's waiting for exams, and she's going to look over your shoulders, you know, just like gold fishing. So are you still with the wall stick? Is that like your whole theme?
I like walls. They're powerful and strong and block any attacks that may come.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the opponent doesn't go too wide or they get in before you get your deck set up, like, it's good, but you definitely need some, like, early game pieces, Wallace.
Oh, no worries. I've got plenty of early game power there, too.
I mean, it didn't work too well for you last time we dueled, but, you know, go you.
Not every deck is tuned for every situation there. That's just the nature of the game, but I've got confidence that I shall do excellently today.
She's going to clap you on the shoulder with that. So, I think that is definitely a dismiss your skills.
Yeah, absolutely there. So you get yourself a skill token for sure.
3 skill tokens, so baby. Your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You catch a card in my deck that you held pre-transition, bringing back memories of the time. How do you react, and do I notice that reaction?
I think you see me recoil. Something in that card reminded me of a bad time. Yeah, you see me, like, visibly full body recoil, and then try to, like, shake it off and like look away and pretend that definitely not. And I think you definitely do notice it.
Alright, I think she's gonna look at the card, just pause, like looking at it for too long before just like putting it back into her deck, and just everything good, Yobody?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Memories, that's all.
I get that. Well,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Well,
nothing to apologize about.
No. Okay. I get that. Well, it looks like it's gonna start.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. Of course.
Look.
I don't think anything could stop you, Wallace.
I sincerely hope not.
May the Might Stone and the Weak Stone protect you, always.
Oh, you listen to, like, lore podcasts?
What's a podcast?
It's...
Okay.
You know, like, things on your phone, people talking on your phone, but not to you.
She looks at you like you are talking about the weirdest thing in the world.
You know what? She gives you finger guns as she has run out of things to say.
No, that's fair.
Starts.
She smiles and waves back at you, like enthusiastically waving her hand side to side.
I would die for you, buddy. Alright.
Yubelt is great.
Does anyone have any other questions, or do we want to go on to the after exams?
Hell yeah, after exams.
Alright.
After exams, okay.
Now the person with the most heart tokens starts this one.
That's not me.
3 right now.
So I got an extra 1. I have 2.
I also have 2. So 3 seems to be the high.
After exam questions. I think I go over to Yorb. And I'm doing number four. I laud compliments on you and your playstyle in the exam, claiming you'll be in the academy. So I think she comes over and Lynn is kind of quiet and goes, you know, I kind of have a bit of a really specific kind of theme to my deck too. With like a little bit stranger cards, and it was really cool seeing how the attractions all worked. I haven't really played against that before, and I thought like you did a really good job. It's cool seeing like stuff
thank
like
you
that.
Thank you. No, I can't believe everything worked out, and I ended up basically doing all the roles I needed to do and visiting all the attractions, and you know, it's not as fun as visiting the actual attractions, but it managed to work perfectly. I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
And then, do you believe these compliments or simply think I'm full of it?
Yes, 100%. She might not even understand what lying is, or maybe she does, but you wouldn't lie to her. Of course, you wouldn't lie to her.
Cheers. There's not a heart or skill token tied to that one. Do we want to leave it like that, or?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. There's some that doesn't that don't have that, and that's okay. Fine. That's normal.
Yeah, we just have a fun moment having weird decks together.
Yeah. No, that's right. Yes, she probably starts just gushing about whatever cards you're showing her and being like, oh, if you did this with this other weird card that I have.
Yeah, Lynn's deck is all scarecrows and curses. And
oh, hell yeah.
She has a very specific theme to her deck, which is all of the cards are... I've written it down so many places. Okay, they're all special art treatments from the Multiverses Apart Hidden Lairs series, or Hidden Vault series. So like guest artists and like weird out of lore characters and stuff.
She like basically forces into your hand and gives to you. She's like, "Oh, scarecrows!" She gives you a wicker Ooh. Picker, which is a scarecrow card that gives. It's an uncommon card. It's a scarecrow, and it gives all creatures you control sticker kicker one. If you pay one mana. You can put a sticker on it as it enters really the battlefield to any creature you can throw. Yeah, she's like, oh yeah, I have this one scarecrow, and honestly, I do love it. It's not really what my deck is currently doing. But here, this 3 mana and it's a 2/3.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And also, Wicker Picker Sticker Kicker is very fun to say.
I'm looking at this card. This is so cute.
Oh, yeah. I have a... Me, Fabby, IRL, I have a Pauper Commander deck with that. Which is just playing the cheapest... It's like Affinity plus the cheapest... what's it called? The cheapest artifacts I can. And then just playing stickers on them.
All right, I know what I'm doing. So, gang, let me... I'm feeling a little walls down right now, so let me tell you a joke. So, how do you throw an egg against a brick wall without breaking it?
Well, eggs can't break a brick wall, so...
Ha! You got it! Excellent!
Guess if you had... If you have an egg in the battlefield and then you have like a fling effect to deal damage to a wall type creature, I guess it wouldn't break.
Yeah, but... Oh, yeah. It might yes, that break. Is, that is very effective.
Yeah, it might break, and you might draw a card depending on the type of effect. If it being, you know, like if you fling it or if you like do some sort of ammunitions, like improvised ammunitions, you might be able to crack the egg and drag the card. If it's like a Icker Wellspring.
Honestly, that might be funny for an Atlapalani deck. Like,
sounds like
just
your ideas on eggs, Dexter. That might help me to pop up my own deck.
make egg creatures and use fling effects to throw them at people and create big creatures off the top.
Ooh, oh, I wish I have a piece of pen and paper there. I have to start jotting this down. This is excellent deck tech advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that counts as no one laughing at the joke. Yeah. So no token for you guys there. Sorry.
Would you like to go next, or should I?
I can go. Okay. I think. And my question might be to you. Yeah. I confess why getting into the school is important to me from the point of view as a trans person. Can you relate? If you do, gain a heart token.
Alright.
I think she comes to apologize. She's like, I'm sorry about earlier.
You don't have anything to be sorry about.
No, but I want to explain.
Alright.
That was very rude of me, and that card reminded me of someone I used to be that I'm not anymore. I'm here. I never in a million years thought I would be here. And I am here as the person that I always knew I could be. I see myself reflected in the legends that I've only heard about before, in people like Huatli and Chandra and even Bortos, and I see that they're I understand now how they can be happy when before I never really did that. And being able to be in the school for me just means that I am who I'm supposed to be. You know?
Yeah, growing up, it's like never really had much motivation to better myself. And like, oh, you know, maybe some people just aren't meant to be happy. But like playing cards and seeing new combos made me realize, like, no, I can be more than people think I am. And yeah, I want to get into the school because no one knows the person I used to be here. I mean, besides Wallace, but they're cool. And Lynn, I guess, but you know, I just want to prove that I'm Daffodil and not someone else. So yeah, I totally get it.
I'm personally glad to meet you, Daffodil, and not someone else.
Yeah, you too. You too, you buddy. And I think Daffodil goes in for another hug.
I think she hugs you back.
Alright. Let's see. I think she will draw a card from her deck. It is Altar of the Brood, and she'll show it to you. This is one of my favorite cards, because I've had Krenko for nearly as long as I've been playing. But this was one of the first cards that showed me that made me learn that goblins didn't have to just be Oh, I'm gonna throw as many at your face as humanly possible.
Hmm?
Like, they could be of no condition. They could deal direct damage other ways.
They can be a mana dork, depending on the sticker you put on their name.
Oh. Might have run some sticker tech, then. I always need more mana.
Oh, yeah. You definitely want Blank Goblin.
Oh, yeah, Blank Goblin. I always try to find the sticker that says Mind Goblin.
Don't say it.
I already did. But, yeah, this card, it proved to me that you can be more than what people think you are, because no one expects to get milled for 50 out of nowhere.
And Wallace isn't going to say anything more there, because they didn't say the other half, so it's like...
These nuts.
No!
I think that makes me gain a heart token. I have 3 skill, 2 heart currently. What shocked each of us in the exams?
So many answers. I didn't expect them to have so many answers. They were either had the kill spell or the counter spell or the perfect blocker to the to my attacking wall. I was expecting such deft interaction. It was... I guess that's why they're running those exams.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't expect... Like... They're a bunch of mid-range decks.
Well, mid-range and dealing with long games there, so... Makes sense.
You know, I didn't run into as much enchantment removal as I was hoping for, which is really where my deck goes well, but like, it worked well enough to give me in, so I guess there's that.
Yes, well, yeah, well, enchantment removal is difficult to deal with there, because you would expect them to not run as much there, because how many times are you going to need to take care of the enchantment as compared to a creature or an instant or sorcery? It's going to come up the least on that list there, but sometimes those are the hardest to deal with.
Which is why I do love my deck. But yeah, it was a little bit... It wasn't quite as hard as I was expecting, which was shocking to me. I was very nervous beforehand.
There you go. Should be doing great. I'm sure you all pass with flying colors.
Honestly, just the variety of decks everyone was playing felt like no two decks were the same.
It's very hard to settle on a meta with that sort of a situation, that is for sure.
My opponent had a Mox!
Oh, wow.
And following this, we choose a dorm to enter based on what we believe fits our character in the narrative of the Injury Sim, or we could go for the more mechanical twist on the decision, using the ruling of more heart tokens than skill, you get into, I believe it's Timmy Red. You get Spike Green if your tokens are matched, or Johnny Blue if you have more skill tokens than heart tokens.
I mean, if we want to do the, like, protagonist goes to Timmy Red, we can. Because otherwise I would end up in Johnny Blue, is it? Skill? Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like picking.
Alright, yeah. I think Daffodil has very Timmy
Red
as opposed to the Johnny Blue that she would be in.
Also, Walls is absolutely Timmy.
Ba 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 ba.
Timmy gang.
Spike, which is green.
You're better than all of us, Lynn. Do us proud.
Well, I think what happened, well, the thing I, like, I think what happened was she came with a very specific thing that her deck does, and no one else at the entrance exam came to deal with that exact problem. And so she ended up in green and is having some weird fitting in problems. Like, people are like, oh, obviously, green, you fucking 2-0, everybody. And she's like, wait, no, wait.
She must be she's obviously hyper competitive. Yeah. Don't worry, you can sneak into the Timmy Red dorms. We have low security.
Yeah. We have security?
We have the best. You have the best
snacks. I think a bear got in. No, it's good. Yeah, we have just like a snack bowl instead of a kitchen.
I'm pretty sure the bear was a student.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. So, let's go on to the minigame bopper. So, we have a one-on-one duel, school mixer. Do I think... we would notice that Yubari only has Infinity cards if we duel.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah.
All even right. If you don't, she keeps dropping them. I think by the end of the exam, she got a rubber band out somewhere, so she finally has 100 cards in, like, double rubber band.
Oh.
Oh, that's...
Wow.
No sleeves.
I can hear Wallace dying.
Play straight on the concrete.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You good?
They're unprotected. They're unprotected.
Oh. Daffodil's just gonna wait for Wallace to slowly pass away. You good?
I'm all right.
All right. Hey, Yorp. Wallace and Lynn. You know what? Let's go to the card shop. Let's get some new shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. It's the most wondrous time of the month. The local shop has new Duelist cards in stock today, and you've gotten the weekly stipend from the Academy to buy them. I think the card shop is, like, run by Vorthos, who you would know.
Yeah!
You know, and she just has all of, like, these... all of the, like, characters' associated cards in separate casing. Mm. Yeah, there's this really cool lady who's really into the lore like you, Yorp.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I think her name's Vortho or something.
Vorthos? Vorthos?
Yeah, yeah, wears a hoodie all the time, yeah.
I would love to see her again.
You know her?
Oh, your friends?
Yeah, I'm more of a fan. She probably doesn't remember me.
I didn't know shop owners had fans.
Oh, well, she's very popular where I'm from.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you talk about it all the time. Must be a really nice place.
Yeah, greatest place in the world.
Well, maybe one day we can go there.
Yeah, that would be, I think that would be nice.
All right.
Quick question there, just sort of above the table. So when it comes to the card shop there, are we just using like cards that are currently available?
No, you can make up cards.
don't let me do that. I participate in a regular... custom magic card contest there. I have such sights to show you.
No, I'm well aware. Like, I think, yeah, I think as we enter, Vorthos will be like, oh, hey, hey, everyone, are you guys from the Academy?
That's correct.
Hi, you probably don't recognize me. I'm Yulidi, I used to look different, Florbian.
Yeah, you came to some of the shows. Yeah. Let's see, trivia contest.
Yeah, I had the big sign that said we push Vorthos, but you know, I meant like to the top, not like down a flight of stairs. Maybe that sign wasn't good.
No, that was good. I appreciate being pushed. So what are you a student now?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
If you're the person I'm thinking of, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I think she's gonna look at the four. She's just gonna be like, hey, I have a... Here you go. And she's gonna slide a card over to you. It is the card Open the Way. So green, green, X. X can't be greater than the number of players in the game. It's just that one that shows Nissa and Chandra walking into
an enemy path. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, yeah, you used to spend a lot of time at the Chandra.
Yeah.
Area, right?
Yeah, the Chandra food cart was one of my favorites. Very toasty.
Yeah, well, getting around is slightly harder here, but I hopefully this will help you out if you ever need to go somewhere else.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
I need to go to another customer, just let me know if you need anything.
It was nice to see. Thank you for yes.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Well,
you too.
Hey, Lynn.
Oh.
You open a pack to discover it's a dud. How disappointed do you feel? And how does another player come over to comfort you?
Oh, goodness. I feel like, you know, it says we have a little bit of stipend from the school. I think that, like, she's like, okay, I could get a couple of packs, or I could get a collector booster. And then also have some money for, like, other things if I get a collector booster. But, like, that's going to be the big purchase for today. And she's like, sitting there staring, and she, like, fully sitting in front of the case looking. And she's like, I'm going to do it. And she'll get a collector booster. And I think it's like, you know, some really lovely cards in there. There's some foils. There's like a couple good art treatments. And just nothing that really fits the decks that she works with, which are like pretty sacrifice heavy and like, and she's like looking at it and she's like, oh, it's fine. You know, it's a trading card game. Maybe I can find someone, but that's cool. And I do think that it's not super disappointed. It's just more like, I gotta go be social and interact with people. Yep.
Baby girl.
And, yeah, I think Daffodil, we've talked to, like, one of our bond things is she knows that I'm, like, very, or they know that I'm very into kind of building really specific, with really specific guidelines and could see the disappointment. I'm curious, like, if Daffodil would say anything.
Yeah, Daffodil walks over. It's like, not any good curse tech in there.
No.
Let's see. Wait, hold on. Do you mind if I just paw through that real quick? I think I saw something pretty. She's going to just...
There's a really gorgeous Teferi's Ageless Insight. That could be fun for your Time Master stuff.
You know, I could wait. What card do you? What were you looking for? Anything in particular? Was it just playing your? Because
honestly, you know, first one's free.
No.
I'm happy that someone found something really cool in this. No. I'm serious. I'm glad someone found something cool in this booster.
Lynn, I'm gonna sneak a card into one of your decks, like without you knowing. So you're gonna have to make sure.
I'm gonna get debt checked by a judge and I'm gonna get in trouble, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you could just accept a trade otherwise, but thank you. Yeah, like also your deck is amazing as is. This is just
I really like my current deck. I'm just thinking about, you know, I've been thinking about maybe splitting the Scarecrows and the Curses into two decks and seeing what might happen. I've been having, like, I don't know. There's one card for my Curses that has just been, like, I've been so obsessed with it recently. It's Lindy, Cheerful Tormentor. And I think there's a moment where just, like, no one sees it, just like in a shine, the reflection of the case in front of her, you see it flashes, and there's just a bit of the divine moment where, like, it's the reflection of Lynn and then it becomes Lindy, and then she, like, kind of puts the card back in her deck and she's like, I don't know, I've been thinking about doing a different deck, so we'll see.
I mean a Curse of Unbinding could, if you don't have that
yet. That would be really cool.
Yeah, I think I've bought way too many commander decks recently, like with the stipend, so
definitely
I'll see if I have one of them in my trade binder. I don't think it's gonna be the pretty one, but maybe I'll draw on it.
Heck yes, that would be very fun. It'll be a one of one.
Yeah, see? Unlike that fucking ring. Forgeries.
You get a heart token.
Alright. Hell yeah.
I think I know. See, in your deck you had a flight instructor there. Loving that card. I was hoping to get that into my deck there to just up a bit there. Would you be willing to trade for it? Or, heck, duel for it? Whatever you'd like.
I think she smiles and she's like, okay, let's duel for it.
Oh, of course. Oh.
I think she, win or lose, she plans to give it to you anyways, but.
Okay.
She will always take up an excuse to duel someone.
Should we switch over to one-on-one duel there?
I mean, we can just, what's it called? We can, what's the name of the, we can, like, roll a dice and decide who wins, but we can just have strife.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, so, and yours is just sort of an infinity pile.
Kinda,
though, right?
Yeah, it's five color infinity shuffle, kinda with a focus on dice rolling and stuff, but yes, five color infinity shuffle.
Okay, so yeah, so it puts down walls early, it puts down walls often, and it lets walls swing, so. What do you think would happen in that one there?
Yeah, I think we can roll, because I literally think it'd be luck, because, like,
sure,
I could get the attraction that taps all your creatures, the attraction that gets my creatures flying, or one of the weirder ones. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah.
Cool. How do you want to roll for it?
I figure we can roll, like, a D6 or something.
Cool. Perfect. I have five of those in my hand right now. So, you'd roll first.
Yes, I definitely have one, and that's why I totally suggested that, because I am very smart and well prepared. You know, I'm just gonna roll on Google.com, which is apparently a website. I don't know if y'all heard about websites.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. They're weird. Google, isn't
roll
that a number?
A D6. That's a one, baby!
Okay, let's see what my big metal dice gets there. That's a six, baby.
Yeah, no, you kicked my ass. You won by a degree of four.
Can't believe York was sent to the Shadow Realm.
Your deck's amazing, yeah! Here, please, have it!
Well, yeah. Gosh, well, it seems like you like a if you would like to still keep it there, I'd be more than happy to give it to you now. There, you played well there.
No,
you deserve to.
Deal's a deal. You won fair and square.
If you're sure.
Yes.
Very well. I accept your accept the card there. Thank you very much for the game there. It was invigorating.
No, thank
and
you.
Yeah, the Arcanistic rocks. Yeah. Oh, I got a feeling you're gonna fit in just fine there at this school. It's so will I, in fact.
Yeah.
High five?
Yeah, I think she high fives you. She does a little
awesome.
Jump.
I would love to do number 7. And I need a volunteer. Lynn is looking at, looking through the cases, seeing what kind of is here. And a real classic that has been reprinted. One of the first cards that really got Lynn into sort of a very sacrifice heavy deck building kind of thing. There is a gorgeous etched foil of Braid's Arisen Nightmare, the like stained glass one. And she looks at it and goes, you know, you see a reprinted deck from your childhood. Oh, it's a reprinted deck. So I think it's maybe like a commander built around Braids. And she's looking at it, and I think it was like, you know, Lynn is like a very quiet person, kind of always has been. And she has found a lot of comfort in like horror genre and kind of its trappings. And for her, Braids was like, that was one of the most gorgeous, stunning nightmare ladies. And so, like, as a young player, I think it was one of those kind of like Ring of Keys moments for her. Just like as a little kid who's like, yes, I can be gorgeous and scary and powerful. And, you know, a lot of people don't like playing against Braids, but I think it was like very empowering for a young Lynn.
For Wallace, when he sees Braids, he thinks, dear Lord, I remember playing against that deck there and it completely ruined me. And it completely ruined the two-headed giant partner that I was playing with there. I wasn't able to protect them. So I will commit myself to keeping decks like that in check so that I can be the best protector this game has ever seen.
Wallace is like, back before the incident.
Yes, well, that is all you're going to get out of him on that. because the incident is the only thing that he'll call it there if he refers to it at all.
We can both take a heart token.
Yay!
Or better question, a local dueling celebrity is doing a signing at the shop. Which one of you hates him and which one of you loves them? So this is Johnny. Johnny's coming to do a quick signing at the shop. Which one of you hates Johnny?
I think Johnny's just like, God love them. I'm sure they're a lovely person, but their fan base is just reprehensible. And that just stains them entirely for me. They're like one of those people I would not be surprised if I heard something horrible about.
But the combos are so cool.
Yeah, but like, if he came out and said some horrible stuff, I'd be like disappointed, not surprised. I mean, you can like Johnny if you want. I'm not. It's not.
I hope he doesn't say something bad. In that case, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll go get him to sign my signature book.
All right, sick.
She pulls out the magic card signature book, and asks Johnny to sign it. It's part of her deck. It lets her draw cards to equal to the number of signatures in them. It's a great card.
I did not know why I thought that wouldn't be a magic card.
Yeah.
Is she a fan of Johnny, though?
Lynn does not go over to the whole crowd of people gathering. She is not a fan.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the shop's getting ready to close up.
Oh. Goodbye to the shop. That's always lovely.
Yeah, the professor would just be kind of disappointed if they learned you were just buying booster packs instead of, you know.
Sometimes it's exciting.
Oh, it'll be open tomorrow there, and once we get another stipend, I'm sure you'll be able to power up your deck there to make it completely unbeatable.
We need that cardboard drug hit, yes. The only kind of drug Wallace approves of. And do we want to do another game to finish it out since it is near one?
We do a tag team battle.
Hell
like
yeah.
A friendly, just like, it's not during any sort of classes or anything. There's just like a rec room where we're going to do a one on or a two on two.
Yeah, I'm down for
sure.
A funny two on two, a funny two headed giant.
All right.
Absolutely.
So how's this going to break down, y'all? Daffodil's going to point to Wallace. We haven't been on the same side in a while.
Shall we take up arms together?
Yeah, some four-color mayhem.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Are you Bant?
Bant, yes. White,
yes.
Blue, green. Excellent colors together there.
All right.
Perform an unbeatable combo.
Yeah, she goes to give a fist bump as she approaches your siding room. All right. So, I believe we have a combined of 6 skill tokens.
Actually, I believe I got a skill token on that last one there, so I have 4 skill tokens now.
A 7?
Mm-hmm.
And how much do Lynn and Yorp have?
I have 3, 2. So we only have 5.
All right. Lynn, Yorp.
Mm-hmm.
May the best team win.
Yeah. We won't take it. We won't go easy on y'all.
Yeah. Well, I won't be too mean when I beat you into the ground with goblins. She says with a smile. All right. Ask the first question. Do you want to ask the first question or should I, Charles?
You go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, there are single player and team questions.
Fair enough.
Right.
Yeah, single player questions are for your opposing team, and team questions are for your team member, basically your tag team partner.
Oh, gotcha.
You can do either, or you can choose which one you want to do.
Hey, Lynn, what's your favorite card?
I'm going to say one of my favorite cards is Accursed Witch.
Defito is going to destroy Accursed Witch in a way that like ends up exiling it instead. Like, right, like she deals the damage, but triggers an exile effect on it, like right before you're able to announce, oh, her die triggers is.
That's so funny. I didn't know what the question was, and so the fact that I chose a Cursed Witch is a bit of a curveball.
Yeah, so.
But I love an exile effect.
I destroy your favorite card with a sneaky move. How did I accomplish this? If your connection to the card is kept secret, gain a skill token but lose a heart token.
I think that. Oh, there's just a bit of frustration. She was like, oh, that's one of my favorite tricks. And she's looking at it and it's like, this is the deck full of tricky little monsters that it's bad to kill them. And so I think that it's not a secret. I think she gives up the ghost immediately. That it's a tricksy deck.
I have an idea for one. I'd be changing it a little bit, but I think it works. So I misunderstood how team questions go. You'll see how it works. You ask it to the other team. So I'm asking number six. You reveal that your two ace cards can be fused into a combination form, turning the tide of the duel. How does this display of power affect the opposing team? If one member of the opposing team takes over and handles it on their own lonesome, they gain a skill token, but lose a heart token. If the opposing team teams up together and creates their own combination from their ace cards, but gain a heart token. So here's my question to my partner first. What's the most powerful card in your deck?
I think the most powerful card in my deck is probably the Reaper King.
Cool. I play Mobile Clone. I got one of those phones y'all were talking about. I take a picture of your Reaper King, and using my cell phone, it enters as a copy of that card. As a photocopy, sorry. a photocopy includes Aura's equipment, counters, and stickers. So if your Reaper King had any Aura's of equipment, my photocopy of it also does that.
I think, let's see, very classic. I think that I think it straight up just got Swift
Boots on it.
And so all of the scarecrows on this side now have +2/+2. And anytime a scarecrow comes in, we get to like blow up two permanents.
So now it's up to your opponents. Do you two have a way to combine your efforts, or do one of you tries to stop us by your lonesome?
Got just two giant hulking Reaper King scarecrows.
Hey, Wallace.
Yes.
How devoted are you to your walls?
You're going to start flinging walls at us.
Well,
I have two cards.
How many do you need?
I think she's going to like try to subtly show you the two cards. She has like a Blast Act and a Goblin Bombardment.
If it takes,
so we can Blast Act, then sacrifice all of our creatures to blast them.
take down our walls to protect our lives. It's unorthodox, but that's what this is, game is all about.
Oh, they can't target...
We got our good
yeah,
boots on.
Yeah, but they can target all our scarecrows, so...
Oh, that's true.
I assume that, that would be the plan.
Goblin bombardment enters the battlefield. And then Blasphemous Act.
Oh, Blasphemous Act. Great.
13 damage, and in response... Wallace, do you want to take the lead?
I will sacrifice Wall of Tangle Cord, Wall of Mulch, Wall of, what else are we sacrificing here? Oh my. Overgrown Battlement, Jeskai Barricade, and Hover Barrier! How many more do we need?
I mean, I assumed it was all... Are any of them over 13 toughness?
No.
Just sacrifice all of them, Wallace.
I'll sacrifice them all. Okay.
Just
a full board.
Both of you gain a heart token.
Yay. I can rebuild. I can rebuild. So, I think I've got a question here for under team question. So, let's say that Wallace has rebuilt, and then he has drawn Wave of Reckoning, which is a sorcery for 4 and a white that each creature deals damage to itself equal to its power. Very good in this deck.
God, we're just board wiped out deck this game, aren't we?
A little bit. It will... destroy most of your creatures there. Is it all right there? I think I can secure the win with this.
Go for it.
Very well. I cast Wave of Reckoning. Each creature deals damage to itself equal to its power. Your board is gone. I really have the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cadence down there. I'm very happy with myself on that.
I am not casting Cranko again this game. That is 9 mana.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I don't know where that extra mana came from. It's a 4 cost.
Fair enough. Where was I looking? After that there, I will swing in with my creatures there for... How much damage will that do? Let me just roll 2d6 just for a number. For 8 damage total! Ha ha!
Very well. You have wiped our board. But in my turn... I will respond by playing Animate Graveyard. Now my graveyard has equal base power and toughness equal to the number of cards in it. You have given me a 12-12. And it also has the text boxes of every creature card in it. Tremble!
Wallace.
Oh.
Wallace.
My walls can block that. I've got enough toughness for that.
Do they have vigilance? Do walls normally have vigilance, buddy?
I'm gonna put the boots on the graveyard and swing.
Oh, no.
She's gonna send us to the Shadow Realm, Wallace.
I don't like it there. It's dark.
Lynn, would you like to ask a question?
Yes, I'm going to go for one at Wallace.
Of course.
Playing a little outside of my kindred type, I reveal a monster you had previously thrown away is now mine. And you see the divine moment where Lindy is just like, oh, ho, ho, ho.
Like the Gynax woman laugh.
Yeah, as she puts down on the board a wall of flesh.
And how does it strike fear into you, Wallace?
A wall of putrid flesh, do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I promised myself I wouldn't splash black, but... it's so powerful. No, I can't let the darkness take my mind and make ill-thought thoughts. But I shall have quite the time dealing with that.
And the most important question. Oh, if I destroy it, and I watch you having this moment of consideration over the card, and she continues to laugh, Lindy, this very magnificent, well-kept woman, sees your hesitation, and she sacrifices it to destroy some permanent on your side. So you lose two walls in the process. Like, the one that was yours and the one that is currently yours. So I'm going to lose a heart token, but gain a skill token.
Damn, Lynn.
Yeah. No, this is Lindy. She's the evil one.
Oh, God.
Black is never... never, never shall I embrace that darkness.
Whilst, do you have a way to deal with the graveyard? Like, Lynn is in her scary mode, and Yorb's graveyard is scary in and of itself. I don't think we're pulling this one out, buddy.
Curses, why did I cut that? Rest in peace.
Do you want to... do you want to go out on our own terms?
My own terms is standing firm to the last man.
Okay, well, she's going to put the final fortune back into her hand.
Never concede, never give up, never surrender. Even when death is assured, there you fight on to the last man. My walls are laid bare. Strike true.
Yeah. Honestly, while we have the most skill tokens, I really don't know how we're coming back against graveyard and like fully functioning.
You don't have to say you win. You just narrate. You get to control, narrate how the game ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Do you guys have the most skill tokens right now?
I have two that I acquired during... I had one that I acquired during...
I still have
three. So you're at four?
I have three.
Okay, I have three. Okay, so yeah, you guys do have by one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you dictate the end of the duel, and then I think... we would dictate the mood and tone of the end.
All right.
Any more tricks?
Charles, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Go ahead.
All right. I think Charles, they might... they used their board wipes and weren't able to rebuild from them effectively. So Yorb and Lindy... would be end up taking the duel as Daffodil and Wallace are overrun by an ever-growing graveyard and like weakened by curses.
And let's see, how many heart tokens do you have, Fabi?
I have two.
Okay. So with my three, I get to I feel like we'll choose together, but I'm thinking it's kind of still like fun. This was like a casual match, right? Yeah. And we won with our very silly kind of decks. And I think there's a moment where it's just like a quiet little introspective thing, because that's what the paragraph says to do, where Lynn is like, oh, I was so worried about coming to the academy, and I feel like I've already met some really, really awesome players. But more than anything, I'm glad that I was able to play with Yorb today, because I just feel like it's hard to be in a bad mood or, you know, get tilted with a board wipe when you have someone so happy next to you. And we're all kind of like having a good time and laughing and talking about like, oh, if I had one more mana, and like
it's the way it goes.
I think that might be a good place to leave it, as
yeah,
these students are finding their legs at the academy.
Hell yeah. Magic mm-hmm. the Gathering. Woo. Get your game on.
Yeah.
Shouts to Maria, writer of Get Your Game On, friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal stuff.
One of my favorite writers and one of my favorite people in the world.
Well, thank you all so much for playing.
Yeah, that was really fun.
That was really fun!
The students were Arthur, Charles, Fabi, and Chell. Producing was done by Chell. Our music was done by Amelia, who you can find on Twitter at @AM_Rids_music. Magic the Gathering is owned by Wizards of the Coast, and our Sparks GX is unofficial fan content of Magic the Gathering. Get Your Game On, Blue Eyes Edition, is by Maria Fanning, who can find it that ace gal on itch.io. And also, once again, this is 100% serious. We're never going to see any of those fucks again from the previous few episodes. They're basically dead as far as you can know. You know? There you go. Well, bye.